rising up of the Black Lives Matter movement, as well as the tragedy of George Floyd there, it's become more prominent that we need to be more racially aware and more cognizant of what's going on, to the point where I was able to get onto a webinar that was hosted by the Native community and by the European Lacrosse Federation, and they talked about why it's not appropriate to have these mascots. And a lot of the reasoning behind it is not things that we see up in our community, which is why we fought so hard against these people that have been trying to get us to change our name. It's we don't have rivalries with other organizations where we have, or where there is, Native slangs like "I'm going to come scalp you" happening on a regular basis. We don't have pep rallies where we have people dressing up in quote-unquote Native dress and parading around, but it doesn't actually have any significance, and it is mocking. We don't do any of that stuff, which is something that's really prevalent down in the States with a lot of these football teams that have these Native logos. And what they don't do is they don't do the education, and they've lost kind of that bridging of the tribute that it was originally supposed to be, right? So they've lost the understanding and that realization of that tribute, and because of that, it's turned from being something that's important and relates back to the name into something that is offensive to the Native community.